Vice Marshal Evans Griffiths said to help member countries of the ECOWAS mitigate humanitarian challenges, the 2 weeks course will focus on increasing awareness and knowledge on humanitarian issues as well as find more avenues to solicit the needed assistance. The Deputy Director General, Technical and Reforms at NADMU, Seji Seji, highlighted some challenges the organization faced in the discharge of humanitarian assistance.
During the Ebola crisis, Ghana had all PPEs, that is personal protection equipment, and other response material mostly stored in the central medical stores in Tema. Again, most relief items in strategic stock are stored in the capital instead of being pre-positioned at vantage points all over the country. This is due to lack of storage facilities across the country, and it is a major challenge. Poor infrastructure. Several parts of West access to victims of conflict and disasters is limited by poor road network.
The Director for Social and Humanitarian Affairs at the ECOWAS Commission, Madame Florence Iheme, said despite efforts by humanitarian actors in the sub-region, large-scale epidemics and natural disasters continue to affect more than 1 million people, exposing limitations of response capacity. She said there is therefore the need for a more coordinated and efficient humanitarian delivery in the sub-region. Participants at the course cuts across the civil-military divide of the ECOWAS sub-region.
Priscilla Owusu-Ansah reporting.